VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of our Thursday eBay Radio Show, Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. If you're listening live, today is February 26, 2015. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 367. We are happily awaiting your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. Or 888-723-4630, any way you want to slice it.
Hey, you, Griff.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm peachy, thank you. How about you?
I'm all right.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
I made a boo-boo.
What'd you do?
You know how I like to pat myself on the back for being the best photographer on eBay?
What did you do?
I wasn't so good.
What happened?
Well, I think I might have mentioned that I had a return, right?
Right.
And the buyer was returning it saying the shirt was darker than the photograph.
Right.
And I thought, but I'm perfect. How can that be? So the funniest thing happens yesterday. So the shirt comes back. You know, I always take returns. I always pay for return shipping, and I never argue. But I was ready to say, you know, I wanted to show to my colleagues who were sitting around the office that day, see how good I am? And this buyer must be blind. So I open up the package, and I have the lights on in my light cube just so I can prove it. And I have the screen up, and I said, look, everybody, and I put the shirt down, and then we all look. And definitely, the shirt is darker than the photograph, and everyone laughs.
No. Oh, Griffola, not you.
So
not our hero.
I'm not God. I'm not perfect. But it was a
Did
great
Did everyone hear that? Wait, stop down. Say that again.
I'm not God, and I'm not perfect. Don't make me say it again, please.
Thank you.
It's hard enough to choke it out twice. But it was a great learning experience. So what I discovered when I went over it is I take my pictures in one place, and then I go to another place when I'm uploading and doing any little cropping and editing I might have to do. And by the way, people ask me what I use, and I use Adobe Bridge or Adobe Raw. It's Adobe Bridge, and there's an editing part to Adobe Bridge, which I just find to be so fast. It's well worth subscribing to the service. And no, we don't get paid to promote Adobe products, but Adobe's Photoshop Bridge product is just great for doing photos real quick. So anyway, so that's what I use. And then I realized, well, so what I'm doing is I am off usually 99% of the time making editing decisions without having the shirt in front of me. So that's going to stop.
Okay.
And I'm going to move my whole editing situation out into the garage instead of from the comfort of my desk, where I can then make the edits with the shirt still hanging up.
You know, colors are very tricky.
Well, they are. They're very tricky. And this wasn't color. This was tone. I definitely must have done something to brighten the photo in such a way that it made the shirt look like a lighter tone all over than the actual shirt itself.
Well, honey.
So it was a great learning experience.
So Griff made a mistake and admitted to it. I'm marking that up on my little spreadsheet with the debits and the credits. So you get a credit there.
But it's not like I don't.
You admitted it.
But I admit to a mistake. So are you saying that I never admit to being anything but perfect? Your silence says everything.
Dead air. Says it all, doesn't it?
Lee.
Yes.
You know my motto is make the buyers happy.
Yeah, by the way, you remember I mentioned that?
Yeah.
In my newscast on Tuesday, mm-hmm. that you had been quoted in the, well, actually it was, I think it was, you're a regular member of the blog, right?
I'm a blog hog.
You are, because your picture's there and everything. And you did this wonderful piece about customer service. And
yes.
You've talked about these things before on the show, but I want you to just give us those three things again that you mentioned.
Well, so I can't say how important enough it is. Here are the three elements that Lee's talking about, because I rely on these. Number one, be uber responsive. And uber is, that's German for like hyper, over. Respond to questions and offers promptly within an hour if possible. And if you've got your mobile phone with you, which I always do, you can set it up so that you get a notification sound when somebody has asked a question or submitted an offer, and you can get right back to them within seconds. And that buyer's thinking, wow, that seller's on the ball. And the same thing about speed, you should always get your sold items out the door quickly. Ideally, like me, I ship within one business day of receiving payment. And I start to freak out if I think I'm not going to be able to make it. So now, admittedly, also for me, it's not that difficult to do because I can, if I sell something on a Monday night or Tuesday morning, I can get it packed and labeled. And then I can bring it into my place of employment here and drop it off in the mailroom. But sometimes if you're in a rural location, you have to rely either on the carrier pickup or you have to make the trip. But whatever it takes, arrange it so that you can get those items out quickly. And number two, you have to nip problems in the bud. Make sure your listings are complete and accurate, Griff. Make sure
Hello?
Your shirt, make sure your photos match the item, Griff. And of course, package items with care. And I like to think that I really do take myself extraordinary care with packing items.
One of the things you do also to nip problems in the bud is you don't buy anything that's got something wrong with it anymore. You don't.
Well, I don't. And that was difficult because, you know, you're standing in the store, you're looking through the shelves, and you find this incredibly good brand name piece of clothing. And it's got like a little bit of wear around the collar, and you're thinking, but it's only a dollar and I can make some money, and you have to fight it. For me, I have to fight it because I will not sell anything unless it looks like it was never worn. I just won't do it. So I end up walking away. Sometimes I walk away for something, and when I'm going back 5 minutes later, somebody else has picked it up, and I think, oh, did I make a mistake? No, Griff, you did not make a mistake. Remember your watch cry. Only buy things that are as perfect as possible. So that's a good one, Lee. Thanks for picking that out.
Yes. So, and number three?
Which is resolving issues quickly. So if there is an issue with a buyer, stay focused on finding a solution and not on what the buyer's tone or their language. They may be a lot of buyers. Well, they'll adopt a very defensive position because they may have had an experience before buying online or specifically on eBay that didn't work out for them. So they're on the defense. I always do what I can to diffuse that and say, of course, no worries. It's going to be fine. I'm going to do whatever you need. And always be polite, professional, and friendly.
Even for a moment, you don't get PO'd. You see, I get PO'd for a moment when I have a bad customer. I get, or let's put it this way, a challenge with a customer.
I get
PO'd for a moment, and then I just let it go.
I think in the olden days of old, I might have. But you know this incident with the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
These add up over time, like, you know, losing inventory in your garage, once I packed the wrong shirt and sent it to somebody, every single case where I've had a buyer who's had to contact me for some redress, I have to say it was my fault.
Wow.
So now I don't. Now what happens to me is, and I think this is part of getting older, is that the minute you feel like your ire starting to get up, I think, wait a minute. You know, normally when this happens, it's usually something you did. So just calm down.
And I'm telling...
Even with the shirt, I thought, well, you know what? It's just a matter of opinion. But I'm such a perfect Ansel Adams of a photographer. How could the picture not match the shirt? Because I am the genius photographer expert. I would never make such a mistake. I opened the package in front of all my colleagues. And of course, if I had a tail, it would be between my legs. Because I definitely was not the same.
What I tell myself is to make myself calm down.
Yeah.
Because I still have those moments.
Yeah.
To make myself calm down, I say, this is not personal.
No, it's not personal.
This is about business, period. This is not emotional. This
exactly.
is about business. And then you'll do the right thing more often.
But if you don't do the right thing, it quickly becomes personal, and that's never right.
Oh, and then you're on Facebook telling everybody about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you just love those? Yeah. When they go on Facebook and tell everything that the person did, and they're
cringe.
Mad, and all day they're mad, and they get 83. Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Ooh. Hugs. I know. Ooh. You know. I mean, ooh. Come on, people.
Ooh, that hurts.
Get over it quicker yeah. than that.
We're all adults. Okay? Grow up.
And you know, you can read Shanna Champion's entire article in the eBay for Business blog at four. That's FOR-business.ebay.com. Don't need a www in front of it.
Not there, you don't.
I'm really enjoying those blog things. I think I'm going to contribute something.
It is good, isn't it?
It is good.
So it's Shanna and also, our good friend Audrey, who was on
right.
the air. So they run that thing, and they're constantly, they're not only looking for, but they're finding amazing content. It's an interesting blog. If you haven't subscribed for it, to it, you really should if you're in business. And if you're listening to the show, you probably are in business. As Lee said, it's 4-business.ebay.com. No www. You'll be glad you did.
Well, our phones are open at 888-RADIO-30. And as soon as we come back from a break, Paul from Sarasota, Florida is on the line with us, Griff, and he's got a question or a comment to make.
Fantastic.
We'd love to hear from you as well if you're sitting there listening today. Call us in with your questions or comment, or you can join us on the chat board, or you can send in. And see, the problem with asking your question or comment on the chat board, if you want Griff and Lee to answer the question,
yeah.
is that sometimes we don't always see it in a timely manner.
This is true.
So if you really want it quick, you would call us at 888-RADIO-30, or we have that nifty little contact us button on the bottom of your eBay.
That's what we have. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a call at 888-723-4630. We'll take your call, we promise, right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit replymanager.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We can't wait to hear from you, so don't hold us up. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Paul in Sarasota, Florida, known on eBay as Wise Buy Outlet. Hey, Paul, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee and Griff. I have a question, and that is, why did eBay remove the print listing feature from the listing page? I use that a lot to print just the first page of a listing and place that on the packed boxes that are ready to go. And I also want to add, I know how to do the Control P, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I know. I hate
the old method.
Just like you, I was kind of shocked to find it gone. I use it for another purpose. I have no idea why someone decided to take it off. I think someone said, oh, look, here's a pesky little link. Let's just get rid of it and see what happens. I literally think that's what happens here sometimes. Sorry, colleagues, but that's what I think. So we've heard loud and clear from lots and lots of people so far, and we forwarded those on to that team and said, we don't know what you're doing, but our customers, yeah, the customers don't like it. I don't understand why you took it away. Put it back. So we're waiting for a comment back.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Also, why does eBay try to hide the actual best offer price that was accepted?
You know, I don't know. I think, if I recall from a discussion a couple years ago, I don't know why. Honestly, I don't. I think it's wrong, personally. I don't see why. I don't see the benefit of doing that. But I don't. A decision was made, and I got to be honest with you. I can't recall the logic behind it, which means it probably wasn't all that good.
Sorry. Well, I subscribe to Terapeak, and when you use that, you can see the actual prices.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. You know, you have to jump through so many hoops to get at it. But
I don't.
Well,
I don't know
thanks.
Either.
I
wish
it.
I knew, Paul. I feel like I've failed you.
No, you haven't. You gave him information that it's in the works, maybe.
I'm glad to know that, you know, the feedback has been heard. And
it has been.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
At least about the first one. I think the second one isn't on anyone's radar. I don't understand it either. Mm-hmm. I don't. I mean, if you're trying for transparency and you want to know what market value is, I think knowing what something sells for, even if it's a best offer, I don't understand why that's bad information or why you'd hide it. But who am I to say? I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
With the printing capability that they've taken away, when I print the listing page now, the title and the picture is much smaller than what you used to get.
Oh, I know. Well, see, what I loved is when you went to print the page, there was you could select the layout you wanted to, what you wanted to see, and that was great for storing soft copies of old pages.
I'm with you.
I hate it.
To the boxes.
I don't know why. There's somebody sitting at a desk somewhere that says, oh, and we'll leave this out.
Well, I say next time I come up there, let's go find that person.
Yes, and we'll be nice to them.
Okay.
Lee.
Thanks.
Let's go find that person.
We're not going to chase them around the office.
Let's take care of them Southern style. Let me show them what a Southern woman can do.
You serve them fried green tomatoes, and you say, now, honey, bless your heart, you're going to put that back in right
now,
right?
No, sweetheart. You go to his girlfriend's house when his truck's parked out there, and you beat in the windows.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you do.
We have lots of women that work here, so they make decisions.
Okay. Listen, Paul, thank you so much for calling. And
thank you, both of you.
Thanks, Paul.
Griff's doing his best here. So.
Sometimes my best is
really
not good enough.
Hey, we've got
but
some.
But I agree. So this question came up even yesterday, in the last 2 days, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what possible reason would there be for taking that off? It was either an oversight, which I hope it was, or if somebody deliberately took that off, I'm dying to know the logic.
Yeah, have them tell you what the logic is.
Well,
I'd like to know.
What you want to
before
you
I go up there?
You do the show. You do the show.
I'm going to kick butt and take names.
All right. You do the show. I'm going to go look for the answers.
Okay, great.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, we just got some news from the FCC.
Oh, yeah? Is it good news?
I think so, but you tell me. Maybe what? Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Yeah.
They approved robust rules of the road for the internet this morning.
Yeah.
It's a move that supporters think will prevent conglomerates from consolidating control over the flow of online content. Remember that thing?
Pay for the fast lane internet.
Right. Yeah. The FCC's approach is one favored by many public interest groups, Hollywood content creators, and a large number of web companies, including Netflix and Twitter.
Yeah.
It is reclassifying internet service as a Title II telecommunications service. And that's a regulatory designation like that of a utility.
Oh.
And the FCC's move was intended to give it solid authority to impose rules over internet service. They prohibit ISPs from, here's the good news, Griff, blocking or throttling content, as well as from collecting payments from content providers for speedier access to their subscribers. The latter has been commonly referred to as the idea that ISPs would eventually create internet fast lanes. It was divided. 3-2 vote on Thursday with the FCC. It may not spell the end of the debate over net neutrality, but we'll see what happens. The FCC's approach is strongly opposed by cable and telecom companies, which provide internet service.
Yes.
Along with congressional Republicans who have already launched hearings and inquiries into the FCC's rulemaking. Because, you know, they don't like a lot of government regulation, and I don't like too much of it, but sometimes you need it, like with radio stations. If we didn't have the FCC regulating it, if you owned a radio station and I owned a radio station, we could just overrun each other's signal anytime we felt like it.
Right.
But the FCC keeps track of that. So there are sometimes, I think, when regulation's a good thing. And this may be one of those times.
Yeah, so that's good news. Net neutrality takes a... takes it for the win.
It is. Now, I'd like to pose what I think is a moral issue, and it's about thrifting.
Okay.
I'd like to pose a question, and I don't want to I don't want to get your, you know, what you would have done until after. Maybe we'll take phone calls about
it. You have to hold my tongue.
You have to hold your tongue, and I'll tell you what happened. Borrowing this particular subject from Thrifting with the Boys because it was on their Facebook group.
Okay.
Somebody wrote in and said, what would you do if you were in a thrift store and you saw a whole bunch of shirts that had been obviously, taken off other racks by somebody and put together, you know, like they were getting ready to buy it. You know how people will do that?
Yeah.
And they're perfect. And you're into selling shirts over eBay. And they are absolutely perfect. There were some Tommy Bahamas maybe in there or whatever. They were just a really good bunch of shirts. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Here's the moral question. Here's the issue. Is it fair game? Nobody's around. There's these shirts on a rack.
Shirts on a rack. Do you mean?
Yeah, they were all put together.
On one of the sales racks?
On one of the sales racks, yeah.
They're gone.
I guess they were hanging them up there. Somebody was hanging them up.
Too bad.
As they picked it.
Too bad. You're not putting it in your cart?
I told you not to say it.
I couldn't help myself.
All right, then I'm going to have to say how I feel, and then we'd love to get calls on what you would do. I'm the only person that said the following.
What?
I would look around. And I would ask around a little bit. You know, I wouldn't go to every corner of the store. But I would ask around a little bit and say, does this belong to you? Does this belong to anybody? And if nobody answered, I'd take the shirts. But I certainly, if they looked like somebody had put them there for a purpose, I wouldn't take them.
Nope. I disagree 100%, Lee. I'm sorry. The only way that you have claim on something when you're shopping is if it's in your shopping cart or you're holding it. If you are putting it somewhere else on a sales rack, then it is not taken. That's unfair to do that. You get a cart, or you hold on to them, or you bring them up to the counter and you say, "Will you hold these while I shop for more?" But you don't get to put them somewhere else in a sales rack, walk away, and claim that you own them. I can't even hold my tongue on this one.
I so disagree with you.
Well,
let's see.
Let's see if anyone agrees with you.
888 Radio 30. I just think
morally
that you should at least ask a little bit around to see if the person is there.
Nope. Sorry, no asking. I am 100%.
I mean, even when I shop, like at Macy's, for instance, okay?
Right.
And I see a few things together that, you know, weren't native to that particular rack. They're hanging on a rack, but they're not where they were. I mean, somebody went to one rack and got it and put it together. I always just, you know, pass over those because I figure somebody's coming to get them any second.
Too bad. You left them, you put them down and you left them, they are now fair game. Unless they're within your possession or you have paid for them and you have a receipt, you do not own them. This is not layaway.
I understand that you don't own them, and I understand that the person should probably not have left them that way, maybe. Should not have gone far away from it.
Yeah.
But I just think
Did this happen? Did someone actually do
apparently.
This?
Apparently.
And was there a fight?
No, I don't know what happened. It was just the question was posed by somebody who had run into this.
Yeah.
And I just feel I would take a moment just to see if anybody's standing around, if these belong to anybody, and if she said, "Oh, yes, I just put those over there," I would walk away graciously. I just think that is the good thing to do.
That's because you have another form, a way of making a living.
If
I'm looking at $100 profit, that's
do you know something? Even in my way of living, I always give honest deals all the time, always.
I know you do.
I think it's a moral issue.
You're
888 Radio 30.
Are you saying I'm immoral? This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fest, a family-owned business.
If
don't
the
make me
Tommy
laugh.
Bahama fits, wear it.
888-723-4636.
35 hopes. 36.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.